And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
And good morning, everybody. Welcome to the House of Wellness. We're going to help you get well, stay well, live well, and look fabulous. Kelly Landry is here. Gerald Quigley is here. Good morning, Kel.
Oh, good morning.
We have a big beauty break, but it's also, it's jab day.
It's D-Day jab day. It's no flu for me this winter, and I'm arming up for the flu vaccine this morning.
Getting in there early. Melissa is here, our pharmacist. Kerry is here, our nurse. Kel's going to get jabbed. I'm going to get jabbed.
Say it with a straight face.
Like, I'm going to get jabbed. It's going to be good. Elsa, in the beauty break today, what's going on?
We're talking about beautiful products for no makeup makeup. So I've got some great products in here so you can achieve that beautiful flawless skin without looking like you have caked on makeup.
Is that what you've been doing, Gerald?
I've been coaching you, haven't I?
Larry, first of all, good morning. And can I put my hand up and apologise for not being there for my jab? I'm with about 1,500 pharmacists here on the Gold Coast. So if you can't find a pharmacist at the moment, they're all here.
Right.
No, that's why. There's a lot of Chemist Warehouse pharmacists here as well. All learning and all being better professionals. But I'm going to have my injection separately, and I'm so sorry we couldn't have a team one.
Yeah, well, that would have been a nice bonding experience.
Shame. I get the feeling that you might be afraid, Gerald. Are you trying to avoid this?
No. Look, would I rather be here with 1,500 pharmacists partying day and night, or would I rather be with you for a flu vaccine?
Remind us to swap next year, Gerald. We're going to be talking, you're going to be telling us about calcium-rich foods today.
Yes, I am. Very important, and particularly the role, Larry and Kelly, vitamin K2. It's something we don't know a lot about, but it's now becoming evident that we need more K2 to ensure that calcium goes into our bones and away from our blood vessels. So we'll discuss that briefly a little later on.
All right. Also, we'll be hearing this amazing story. He's incredible, this man, Ellie Ead, and he's going to be talking about Duchenne muscular dystrophy. It's the number one genetic killer of young boys in the world, would you believe? And Ellie Ead, he founded Save Our Sons after his son Emilio was diagnosed with the disease at age of 2. He's an incredible man, incredible conviction and commitment to this cause, and we'll hear from him a little bit later on. We'll also have a wrap of this weekend's women's AFL with Melbourne vice-captain Mel Hickey. Melbourne beat the Crows in a thriller in Darwin last night, 34-32. What a match, so very close. And of course, we want you to call in. Gerald will take all of your questions this morning. 131-873, that's 131-873. All our callers go into the draw for that $100 gift voucher from Chemist Warehouse. So give us a call on 131-873. Kel, stand by to be jabbed.
This is the House of Wellness. Just like an F1 pit crew, Rexona won't let you down. And get formulated relief from strong menopause symptoms with Remy Femin Plus.
All right, Kerry, the nurse is moving in, ready to moving in there. And Melissa Ray is our pharmacist. Good morning, Melissa. Welcome to the show. Now, it's time. It's time
to do a countdown.
It's time to get jabbed. We've seen the ads are terrific, by the way, the Chemist Warehouse ads. So what are we doing? What are we telling people to do now?
This year, we started off our flu vaccine campaign as early as possible after the 2017 vaccine's been released. Mm-hmm. And that's for two reasons, because it takes 2 to 3 weeks for your body to fully seroconvert the vaccine and build up antibodies against the vaccination and the virus. And the second reason is we want as many people as possible to be fully vaccinated before flu season really strikes. So this year we've got 165 stores participating in the campaign, and it kicks off from Monday the 13th of March right through to the 20th of May.
Okay. Now, Kel, we were going to build up to that jab, but it just happened.
That's how easy
it was. Quiet.
It is. I know,
it was super quiet.
I was just expecting that. You know, I'm like, are we going to do a countdown? No, it just happened. And
We started the segment. we're going to talk to Melissa for a second. Kerry just marched over and jabbed you.
And
it's
I got a lollipop.
And
as well.
Got a lollipop.
But mind you, I don't even feel like I deserve it, because I didn't even feel that. That was I've had quite a number of needles in my life,
yeah.
And that was, I didn't even feel that. Honestly, hand on heart, there is no excuse
Gerald, I was waiting here for no excuse.
Now I feel protected. Larry, well, in 3 weeks, I'll be protected.
Fully protected.
Fully protected.
I had, Larry, I had my fingers in my ears because I was waiting for the
scream.
For that Kelly Landry scream, which didn't happen. Melissa, can you tell us, the vaccine is called the quadrivalent vaccine. What's that mean?
So, Melissa just took her headphones off then. Can we just talk about the quadrivalent vaccine and what it means?
Yes.
Certainly. So the quadrivalent means that it has four strains of the latest influenza virus contained within the vaccine. And it changes every year. So this year we have the most up-to-date vaccine, so the 2017 vaccine. So it means that when you come into store to get your vaccination, you're getting the broadest spectrum, most up-to-date vaccine available.
Terrific. All right. Well, Melissa, thank you very much for coming in. Kerry, thank you for that. It's seamless. I'm going to get one. I'm just going to get one a little bit later on, okay?
Yes. So think about it a little bit. And while you're watching me devour my delicious lollipop, you might be even more incentivized.
you didn't squirm a little bit, and the lollipop came in very, very quickly. So I feel like I want to get it done now very soon. All right, ladies, thank you very much for coming in. Kel, congratulations on being healthy this winter.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Larry Emder, Kelly Landry, the freshly jabbed Kelly Landry, and Gerald Quigley with you this morning on the House of Wellness. And we're taking your calls on 131-873. All the calls go into the draw for the $100 Chemist Warehouse voucher. Wayne, good morning.
Good morning. I thought that the flu jabs were supposed to be only used for people over 60 or with a chronic illness and for the younger generation to build up an immunity.
Wayne, in an ideal world, it's Gerald here, I'm sorry, the people with the compromised immunity, so those who struggle to stay well most of the time, it's absolutely vital that they have a vaccination. To help protect them even further, it's generally considered worldwide that a vaccination is wise, and you can look at your history. If you are the sort of person who's in an environment where catching the flu is fairly risky and it might happen, it's worth being vaccinated for your own protection.
I'm in that category.
Well, there you go. So,
and also, wasn't the four strain on delay? Like, is it available right now, is it?
No, not as today. Won't
right.
be available.
What's the point in having one now when it's only the one strain?
Well, the one that Kelly had will be a multi-strain injection that she's had, but the official release, the official vaccination time, she sneaked in under the radar for hers. The official vaccination time is not for a few more weeks. The important thing is what we're trying to do, and Melissa has mentioned, is creating an awareness that it is important to consider it, be guided by your doctor. If you're at risk, really important, but get vaccinated as soon as you can and don't leave it for too long, because it takes weeks for the vaccine to become effective. So that's the most important thing, Wayne. Good call. Thank you very much.
Yeah, Wayne, thank you very much for the call. That's the thing. Get in early and book it up now, because it does get busy, as you know. Morris, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Morning. How are you?
Good.
Hi, Morris. How can we help you?
I end up with swollen ankles.
Are you taking medication
in the morning and then midday? Ankles start swelling up.
Are you taking some medications, Morris, for blood pressure?
No. I take the cardio.
To your aspirin. Morris, if this swelling is happening after you've had a walk and the blood is pooling, it just shows that there's a bit of an issue with the return of lymph and fluid back to your upper body. It's certainly worth talking to your doctor about. He may give you a low-dose fluid-reducing tablet to stop the swelling,
mm-hmm.
But to take the pressure off your heart, which has got to beat much harder when that pooling occurs, please go and have a chat. And in the meantime, when you're watching telly or you're listening to the House of Wellness, raise your legs. But have a word to the doctor when you can, Morris, and just check that your circulation and your blood pressure is okay.
Okay.
All right, Morris, thank you very much for joining us this morning on the House of Wellness. We appreciate your call. Looking forward to taking more calls on 131-873 this morning. Now, Gerald, we want to talk a bit about calcium-rich foods and why vitamin K is so important.
We know a lot about calcium, Larry, and it's there's a real focus on calcium for bone strength. And we also know that there are some issues around taking high single-dose calcium supplements unless you include in them some vitamin D and some vitamin K, particularly K2. What we've learned is that the best source of calcium is from food, so the calcium-rich food, regular dairy, yogurt and cheese, soft-boned fish, green leafy vegetables, and they're fundamental to our intake. If we're not getting those, or if there's an increased need for calcium, perhaps after menopause, or there's an issue with your bone strength, having a calcium supplement is often suggested, but it's important to remember you need vitamin D to help the absorption of the calcium, and you need vitamin K2 to make sure the calcium goes into bones and not into blood vessels. So if you're challenged, if you're worried about calcification of coronary arteries and you're worried about the calcium, you can offset that concern by making sure that you take a supplement with K2, or you can take vitamin K2 alone. But the fundamental thing is to ensure calcium-rich foods, regular dairy, my favourite, yogurt and cheese, soft-bone fish, but always remember that K2 is becoming more important for bone strength as time goes by. We're learning a lot more about it.
How much of this do we get, Gerald, if we just do what we've always been told to do, which is the glass of milk and the slice of cheese and keep up the dairy? We're clearly not getting enough.
Not enough, no. Mm. Not enough. And these days we're all living longer, Larry.
Yes.
It's important. The unexpected fracture can absolutely destroy your quality of life. And we have people that sadly fall and they suddenly find they're not as independent living as they used to be. Vitamin K2, we don't see in much food. The main source is actually natto, which is a Japanese food, you know, and you've got to have a fair bit of it. It actually comes in cheese, but unless you have half a kilo probably of camembert most nights, well, I think I could probably get it.
It's a lot of
cheese, so it's easier to consider the supplemental form and still enjoy the cheese, of course.
Although that sounds like a lot of fun, half a kilo of camembert a night. All right.
Well, that's a way to make friends, isn't it?
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Well, Ellie Ead is a father fighting for his son's life in 2005, 2 days short of his second birthday. Ellie's son, Emilio, was diagnosed with Duchenne Muscular Dystrophy, or DMD. DMD is a severe muscle-wasting condition that affects 1 in 3,500 children. 99% of sufferers are boys. Now, once diagnosed, children are normally confined to a wheelchair between the ages of 7 and 12, and most do not live past their early 20s. Duchenne muscular dystrophy has no cure, and no one survives. Not content to take a back seat with all of that info, Ellie founded Save Our Sons to help fund human clinical trials aimed at finding a cure for DMD. And later this month, Ellie will begin a 300-kilometre walk to help raise awareness and funding for DMD. He is a fighter, this man. Ellie Ead joins us on the line. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Ellie, lovely to have you on the show again. First up, how is Emilio doing?
He's doing well, considering the condition, but thank God he's doing okay.
Okay. Talk us through DMD for those people who don't know. What are the first symptoms of this?
Well, when normally, as you said, Larry, they're born with the condition, and normally they're diagnosed between the ages of birth to six, and what you see is your child will potentially struggle to walk, struggle to get off the ground, they'll start to use furniture or their own legs to actually lift themselves or elevate themselves off the ground. So that's an early sign. Also, kids could have they call them cow calves. So their calves are very enlarged and they look very muscly. That's another sign to look out for as well.
What can parents do? What kind of support is out there for parents who have children with DMD, and where can they go? Who can they turn to for help?
Well, first and foremost, you have obviously the hospitals. They're doing the best they can. So God bless them. You have other organisations that look after multiple muscular dystrophies. And then you have Save Our Sons, who have now become the peak body for Duchenne muscular dystrophy in Australia.
Wow, that's quite amazing. How can someone get involved with Save Our Sons?
Well, they can either give us a call, get onto our website. What we do have is two arms. One arm is obviously to fundraise and to raise awareness and to fund human clinical trials. That's been our drive for the last 9 years. And the other arm at the moment now, which is great, we have services, equipment, and care for our kids. So we've got, it's a one-stop shop, if you like.
Elliot, it's Gerald here, and congratulations for what you do. Let's just focus on Emilio for a moment. What will he be doing, for instance, today? Where is he in the whole thing? The disease is the challenge, but we've got this little guy in front of us here. So what will you do with him today? Today's Sunday. How will you spend the day?
Well, today's Sunday. It's family day. We'll probably go out to the movies. We normally go for a walk. He sits in his wheelchair and we get out for a little bit as a family. We try to spend quality time together. Look, it's not the condition's obviously not good. You know, what we'll do, the best way I can say to you, Gerald, is we try to create memories because we don't know what tomorrow will bring. We are going to fight. It's all about, and I say this to everybody, enjoy what you have, enjoy the quality of life, and enjoy the simple things because they're the ones that you don't know how bad you have it until reality.
And does Emilio go, he goes to school, obviously, does he, Ellie?
He does. He started high school this year, but I won't lie to you, it's actually very daunting for him. Psychologically, he already fights the condition physically, but now it's affecting him psychologically because everyone's surpassed him, his friends, his peers. He cannot keep up, he's trying to keep up. And he's like this little short guy amongst giants.
Yeah, he is an incredible kid. I've met him a couple of times. We've interviewed you guys on the TV a couple of times. And, of course, it was an honour to be involved in the fundraising evening for you last year, Ellie. You've got this walk coming up again. Tell us about it, because it's one thing to sit there and try and generate this interest, you know, the normal ways, but you strap on the running boots and you do this, what is it, 300 Ks or something?
Correct. We're doing a 300-kilometre walk. The purpose behind the walk pretty much is to give some real hope back to the families and the kids and to do this in the memory of the children we've already lost and walk for every child that can no longer walk. And the purpose of this walk is me pushing my son and other parents pushing their sons. It's pretty much representing any parent looking after any sick child. It's a long journey. It's a tough journey. But our aim is to get to the other side. And the best part about it, the walkers, the support crew, they represent mateship. They represent our country. That's what we're all about. We've fallen. They're all there to pick us up. So this walk is so vital. And that wheelchair has a massive representation because that's exactly where our kids are going to end up if we don't find a cure. And that's all we are going to be left with as parents if the cure's not found.
Well, no one's fighting harder for this than you are. You're an incredible man. Emilio is an incredible guy. And we wish you all the best with that walk. And, of course, all your fundraising endeavours coming up since 2008. You, pushing this along, have raised over $5.5 million. And that is incredible. Lovely to talk to you this morning, Ellie.
Thank you for your time and God bless you all.
All right. Thanks for joining us on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
You think I struggle with that ad, don't you, Kel?
You go a shade of crimson every time.
Around the removes hair from sensitive body parts bit.
I love that you've dragged me into the ad too.
We've got to get it done. 131-873, Gerald standing by to take your calls. Ruth, good morning. Welcome to the House of Wellness.
Good morning. Thank you very much. I'm ringing on behalf of my mother, who has had extreme head dizziness for the past week. Initially, it was lifting her head from the pillow. It appears to be now putting the head on the pillow. Her blood pressure was 218 a week ago, and now it is 169. She's been taking Stemitil for about a week now.
Has the Stemitil made any difference at all, Ruth, or is it this dizziness, this vertigo, continuing just as much?
She does appear better, but it's still continuing.
I think from what you've said, Ruth, the issue here is her blood pressure, which is still relatively high. And a lot of things can be done to help get that down, but finding out why it's suddenly shot to those levels will be the challenge. If the Stemitil's not helping, there are other medications on prescription that will make a difference. So pursue that with your doctor. There's a couple of others that he can easily swing across to, and hopefully his colleagues will be able to find out why this elevated blood pressure commenced in the first place, what happened, what went wrong, how can we get the blood pressure down. But in the meantime, just make sure your mum is protected from falling. Even if she starts to feel better, if she gets up, ensure that she stands very slowly and make sure you're around to support her in case she gets the wobbles, but more especially, get her back to her doctor to say the Stemitol is helping, but not as much as the quality of life that she expects might be the outcome. So please do that, Ruth.
Yes, thank you very much.
All right, Ruth, thanks very much for joining us. Thanks for calling into the House of Wellness. Gerald, you were talking earlier about calcium-rich foods and why vitamin K is so very important. Joe has called in with a question on that topic. Good morning, Joe.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good morning.
Hello, Joe.
Gerald and Larry. I'm just calling because I suffer with, you know, a few chronic conditions, and I take Eliquis.
Yes.
And I believe that vitamin K2 in its form, you know, the ordinary form, I can't take, but I have been told there is a form I can take.
Eliquis is one of the new anticoagulants, Joe, as you know, and sadly, we don't know a lot about them. We don't, because they've been in the market a couple of years. And certainly at the conference I'm attending here, I've been to a lecture about these new novel anticoagulants, and I've got some information. It's generally considered, Joe, that vitamin K2, because it's a very slow-acting vitamin K, and it doesn't interfere with the clotting mechanism to the extent that vitamin K1 does, vitamin K2 is relatively safe. So what you could do, are you thinking of taking it as a supplement, Joe?
I am, because I do have osteoporosis.
Okay. And you're taking a calcium supplement as well?
They've advised me not to because of my heart,
Okay, fine. So you're taking vitamin K2 and vitamin D to help calcium from
the vitamin
food.
D, yes.
Good, vitamin D. So if you take the vitamin K2, what you might look for, Joe, perhaps if you begin to bruise more easily than what you have done in the past, that's a sign that perhaps there's a bit of an issue. But if you've been taking it without those issues, steam straight ahead. And one day we will be able to say definitively vitamin K2 is fine with these new novel anticoagulants because it appears to be okay with warfarin. We know that much.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
All right. Yes. Joe, thank you very much.
Joe. Thanks so much.
Thanks very much. Gerald, quite a hot topic this morning. We've got an email question for you as well. Read the vitamin K2. As this product is found in items such as cheese, can you still take it if you are dairy intolerant? That's from Robin on email.
No, it'll be the dairy protein, Robin, that will cause your issue there. So the vitamin K2 in the cheese is terrific. Your problem is processing, Robin, the lactose that's in the cheese. So you would be better to take K2 as a supplement or learn to enjoy something like natto on your toast. I gather it's a fairly intense flavour. It's like a Japanese Vegemite. So that would be better than the cheese option for you.
Okay. All right, Gerald, thank you very much for answering those questions. 131-873, it's time for Kel's Beauty Break.
You're beautiful, you're beautiful, you're beautiful, it's true.
And now on the House of Wellness, it's time to talk beauty.
All right, Kel, you've had your song. The man with the nice voice has said your name.
I know, gosh. Well, look, talking about all the internal things that we've talked about this episode today, I'm just going to talk about a natural way to have, you know, a no-makeup makeup look, so beauty on the outside. And I think, you know, there's a real science behind having, you know, good no-makeup makeup. And I think, you know, I've been trialing some products this week to test those kind of things. And I'm going to start with a base. And I used this one last year, and it's the Maybelline brand, and it's called Dream Cushion. Now, it's a liquid foundation, but it's in a compact. So it comes with its own little application sponge. And if you have a look, Larry, it's got like a little moussey texture about it. And the thing that I really like about it is it's super easy to apply. So you can actually really control how much you apply, so you don't have to have that caked on thing. It has a lot of pigment and coverage, but it's not thick. It's not a thick product, and it's got the right amount of matte finish, so you don't need any powder on top of it. So you get like a really beautiful, clean, dewy kind of look that evens out your skin tone, which is very beautiful. And now the next one is an essential product to my beauty kit that I have been using for 15 years. And I stray from it every now and then, but I always come back to it because I simply haven't found anything better. And it's the YSL, so the Yves Saint Laurent. It's called Radiant Touch in English, or Touchelet in French, right, because it is a French brand.
Good.
It's actually really quite affordable. It's come down in price a lot. It used to be about, I think, $80 to $100 when it was first on the market, and it's $34.99 now at Chemist Warehouse, which is the cheapest I've ever seen it. Now, it comes in a pen with a brush tip applicator, and you just push the end of it, and it just comes out like a little paintbrush.
Lovely.
And I love this product because it's got enough coverage, you know, to just conceal, but it also lets you still see your skin underneath so you don't look, you know, completely airbrushed. And it also has a slightly reflective finish, so it's perfect for under-eye concealer. And because it's not too thick and heavy, it doesn't sink into all those wrinkles, you know, the little crow's feet under the eyes and whatnot.
So I don't know what you're talking about.
It's very easy to apply. I'm sure the makeup artists at Channel 7 have used this on you a time or two before.
Bucket loads.
Not bucket loads. Come on, Larry. You're flawless.
new glasses, girl. Yes. What else you got there?
Now, moving on. This next one, this is a new product from Maybelline. It's called Baby Lips, and it comes in like a cute little round container, and it's this is a two-in-one kind of product. You can use it on the cheeks as a blush or as a highlighter, or you can use it as a lip balm, and it's great because it's lightweight. And the key here is, you know, it's fresh face, no makeup. So I've chosen the shimmering bronze color, so it doubles as a bronzer and cheek definer. It has a slight shimmer in it, so don't go easy on it, because otherwise you'd be too shiny. But you just simply draw a line just underneath your cheekbone, just at the angle of your cheekbone, and just blend it with your fingers, and it just gives you a little bit of definition in your cheeks. Really, really simple. And you can use it as a lip balm as well, and it's very moisturizing. Now, the next one is an investment that every woman should make in their makeup kit, and that is some good brushes. And Nude by Nature, which I've used all of their products before, and they do a beautiful mineral makeup as well. They've come out with a great brush kit, and the brush kit has all the essentials from your powder brush to your blush brush, all your eyeshadow brushes and your angular brushes for defining and all that sort of thing. and it comes in its own little travel bag as well. I can get the words right out of my mouth this morning. I'm struggling. And it's great because, you know, it's a starter kit. It's $20. They're really good quality brushes, which is one thing that you don't generally find from something of that price point. And, you know, an essential thing for applying makeup, in my opinion.
Okay.
Now, the next one is a relatively new brand to Chemist Warehouse. It's called W7, and they've got a huge range of eyeshadows and different types of makeups in there. But one thing that I'm really loving from them are their eyeshadow palette kits. So they come in bigger kits in a tin or smaller ones, you know, for travel size. And I've chosen, so it's in a tin, and there's 12, it's the natural nudes in eyeshadows, and I've chosen the natural nudes color palette to play with. So it's great because it's, you know, it's convenient, it's in a tin, there's 12 colors to choose from. I've started with the lighter shade, which it's called Alice, and I've used my Nude by Nature brush to use it over my whole lid, and then I've just applied with the angular brush the color Tokyo just on the corner of my eye, just to open it up slightly. But these are great. They come in all different color range palettes, so you can buy the darker shades for a more dramatic evening look, but the nudes are great because they're just really fun to play with, and they're beautiful natural colors. And you can also use the tans to use it as a highlighter or a bronzer as well, so you can double up. You don't necessarily need to buy a separate bronzer. And last but certainly not, second last, sorry, is the wonderful mascara, but you got excited there, by Rimmel. And I love this one because it's got a really great precision brush. It's a thin mascara, so it's not too thick and clumpy, so you can build it really easily and you don't get any clumps. Really, really easy to apply, and a really nice natural mascara finish. And last but certainly not least is the new gel color by Revlon. It's a lip gloss with, it's got lots of pigment in it, so you get a nice color lip, but at the same time it's got a really beautiful dewy gel finish, and I've chosen the pink cloud cover, so again, like a nice natural look for your Sunday morning
for your Sunday morning radio show. That is Kelly's Beauty Break on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Well, Kerry, our nurse, has been patiently standing by. I'm about to get jabbed before the end of the show. It's coming up. The undefeated Brisbane Lions have now have the inaugural AFLW flag in their sights after booking an historic grand final berth. The Lions beat Western Bulldogs 23 to Oh, at South Pine Sports Complex in front of about 5,000 people. Meanwhile, Melbourne has kept its AFL Women's Grand Final hopes alive with an upset 2-point victory over league heavyweights Adelaide in Darwin last night. Melbourne's vice-captain Mel Hickey joins us. Good morning, Mel.
Good morning. How are you going?
Oh, what a thriller. We're going okay. Are you okay?
Yes.
That must have been a close game.
Being out there than watching. I've had a few messages last night saying that. From my parents saying that I nearly gave them a heart attack. So, yeah, it might be easier actually on the field.
Yeah, your parents will always do that when things are close. But how did it feel for you on the paddock? Did it feel like that?
Oh, it was amazing. It was such a hard-fought win. And, I mean, I don't know if you've ever been to Darwin, but this time of the year the conditions are really tough to play in as well with the humidity and the heat. So, we really battled on. And, it was obviously a fantastic team performance. And, they came back at us late in the game, and then we managed to hold on right until the end, which was amazing.
Now, Mel, in unison, Gerald, after you.
I'm sorry, I get very excited because I married Kel to a passionate Melbourne supporter. And, Mel, she is almost beside herself with excitement. She just can't cope with all these wins that Melbourne are having.
Well done. I'm glad that she's getting excited.
Oh, look, it's brownie points for me just being around. So. Sorry, Kelly, your turn.
How close do you can you taste the flag? Do you think it's within your grasp?
Yeah, I guess it's obviously mathematically we're definitely still in it, and we've obviously got to beat Fremantle on the weekend, and I guess it depends whether Adelaide win as well in the last round. We'll end up on the same points, and it will come down to percentage. So we're just focused on, obviously, we have to beat Fremantle first. You don't want to kind of go ahead and go into matches worrying about winning for percentage. You've just got to win the game and then hope that, the rest of the ladder looks after us. Adelaide do have a bit better percentage than us, so... that's obviously going to be, what it comes down to. So it'll be a thrilling last round for the league. And I think Adelaide play Collingwood in Melbourne, so not an easy game for them either.
Mm. Mel, you touched on it at the top, but how big a difference does the conditions make when you're playing in somewhere like Darwin?
We spoke about it before, and you hear, we spoke to the men's team as well, and they said it's tough, but I think until you're playing it, you don't really understand. It's just that much harder to just do everything. The warm-up was hard, and we were lucky that we sort of played later in the day and it got cooler as the game went on. But, my football jersey and my shorts were just drenched just from the perspiration.
It'd be like playing in a sauna, really, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it really was. And so, each break you're obviously trying to get fluids and we're making sure that we were hydrating leading into the game and the day before as well, and had little ice towels to put on at quarter time just to try to get the body temperature down a little bit. But
all right, Mel, well congratulations to you and the team. Absolute thriller, and good luck for what lies ahead. Appreciate
Thanks
your time
so
today.
No worries.
Thank you very much for joining us, Mel Hickey there. Okay, now Gerald, as I get ready for the shot here, Kerry's making her way across the studio. Talk us through the importance of this vaccination as I get ready to arm up.
Look, I think you're just so brave, Larry.
I'm the bravest person I know.
And this is just, this is, Kelly, if you can do it, I can do it as well. Look, the important thing in vaccination, and vaccination's in the news often, it's an insurance policy, it's protection. And if you do have lung issues or you're taking medications regularly for a particular health issue, then the vaccination is important. And that will be verified by the doctor. And the system is very simple through Chemist Warehouse.
All right, I'm about to get this before I get the jab. Okay, do it now. Do it now. Do it now. Here we go, Kerry. Is that it?
It's done.
That's it.
See, I told you it was easy.
Well done. Is that all? Oh, where's my lollipop? it's that easy. See, I was a bit worried about that because I don't like needles. Gerald, before we go, there is my lollipop. Yes. Thank you, Gary. Our winner of $100 today.
We've had some great callers today, Larry and Kelly, but I think we have to admire the work that Ellie is doing on behalf of Emilio, and I would like to donate that $100 Chemist Warehouse gift voucher to DMD Research. I think that's the least we can do.
That is a terrific thing to do, Gerald. Thank you very much, and they will absolutely appreciate that. All right, guys, thank you very much, and thank you, everybody, for listening to the House of Wellness. Have a great day. I got jabbed.